Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and peace to our radio listening audience, and welcome once again to our Sunday broadcast of The Reality of a Creator with our host, Imam Shahid Shabazz. We want to thank you very much for joining us this Sunday. We definitely appreciate you, and we pray that you will receive the message that you want to hear, the message that will reach you and help you to grow stronger in your life, in your spiritual life. We are the broadcast show of Imam Shahid Shabazz. We come here every Sunday. We are on every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. We ask you to join us, to share the news, and to pass it on to others so that they might join us likewise. We are a show that we bring to you through what we call our dawah, our zakat, our charity that we give to our community to help them with their spiritual life and to awaken them to the reality of their Creator. We'll give you over to our host speaker, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Greetings. This morning, radio listening audience, we greet you in the greetings of peace from all of the prophets, from Adam the first, of the prophets of Almighty God Allah, down to the last of the prophets, Muhammad. And they all taught one message, and that message was a message of truth. And what is that truth we're talking about today? A specific truth. They taught La ilaha illallah. They taught all of them that there's no God, there's no creator but one. That was the primary message of their mission, La ilaha illallah. So with that said, we want to open with the opening prayer for all people in the world. This prayer is a universal prayer, and it is the prayer that is the life-saving prayer for all human beings as well as all created things. It's called Fatiha, or the opening. This is the opening chapter or surah in the final revelations of Almighty Allah, the Creator, for all mankind, that He sent to His last prophet Muhammad for all mankind as a mercy for mankind, and also as a mercy for all creation. We will speak this in the Arabic, and then we'll translate it into the English for all of us who understand the English language. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim, siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim, ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amin. That is, we said, with the name of Allah, our Almighty God, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the Creator, cherisher and sustainer of all creation, of all the worlds. Most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid alone do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. Amen, people. So with that said, my beloved listening radio audience that I enjoy coming to you with every Sunday that I can, the Creator bless me to be in the physical, mental, and spiritual helper, mind, body, and spirit to come to you. I enjoy, and I hope you all enjoy listening, and I hope and pray the Creator will bless us, use us like he used all his creation to just relay his message and not let us have anything to say of our own, because the Creator, Allah, he's all-knowing. I don't know nothing. Nobody knows anything except what Almighty Allah blessed them to know of his knowledge. And he's also all-wise. So we only know, we only have wisdom, that is, if Almighty Allah bless us with some of his wisdom. The topic for today, or the subject matter, is this, people, is that all life that the Creator, Allah created, he created in discipline, and he also created all life in order. This is an order creation we're living in. Everything is created in order. And when things get out of order, they won't work. And I want to use an example of what I'm saying. It's just like an automobile or vehicle. I used this before in the past. I want to share it with you all again. I drive a lot myself up and down the Northeast Coast, spreading the word of Almighty God, Allah. And I've been blessed to do this for almost 40 years now. So I'm just using that to say this. I've never hit the road from the house, leaving from house, apartment, and put the car in reverse and expect it to go forward. The car got drive, reverse, neutral. All of these things are signs. They tell you how to operate that vehicle. If you put the car in drive and try to go in reverse, you're going to, what you call, strip the gears. You're going to tear your car up. And then you want, and if, I don't care if the car, I don't like that term, but it doesn't matter if it's a $2 million car or a $100 car. If you don't operate it in the order that the designer, that the producers of it designed and produced that car to work, it will not work. So we're just talking about man now. So think about the Creator. He ordered our life to work and operate in a certain way. He also created our life in the wombs of our mothers in discipline. In fact, our Creator, Allah, the Most High, says in his final revelations in the Quran, the Holy Quran, he said he created life, the human life, into toil and struggle. And he said, truly, it is with difficulty that comes ease. We look in the world around us today and here in the nation's capital, and I would like to say Washington, D.C. is the capital of the world, because this is the leading nation in the world. And it's so sad to look at all of the perversion here in the nation's capital, all of the corruption. I was sitting out yesterday with my wife at a grocery store, and I was just observing the people, not to judge them, but to see how I could best help to change the society in Washington and the world, Washington, D.C., and the world, by living a life, a morally upright life, where I could be a better example every day to show the people the way that Allah, our Creator, created us to live. I've seen more lesbians and gays than I did straight people. And this is how the society has become in Washington, D.C. and the world. You got more people that Almighty God created, a male and a female. He said he created everything he created, Allah did, in pairs. You see? And I've never seen two males come together and have a relationship and produce a child. I've never seen two females come together and have a sexual relationship and produce a child. That is not the order that Almighty God, Allah, created, people. He created Adam and Eve. He did not create, as some people say, Adam and Steve, two males. He created Adam and Eve, a male and a female. He didn't create two men.
He didn't create two women. Do we have all women and all men in the world? We got male and female. And that is the reproduction of all other human beings, the reproductive process comes from that. A man and a woman coming together as one. But now even though it's a male and a female, they have to come together in unity in order to produce another human being. That shows you the importance of the unity of Allah, Almighty God. We cannot even, our life can't operate correctly unless it operates under the unity and the divine law of Almighty God, Allah. And this divine unity is shown every day throughout the whole creation. One that I like to use are several signs of this divine unity and the proof that there's only one Allah, one Allah, one God, one creator, is that the creator, Allah, said if there was more than one God, one creator, there would be confusion in the heavens and the earth. But we do not see confusion in the heavens and the earth. Almighty God, Allah says in his final revelations in the Quran, he said, look out up in the heavens. Look and see if you see any flaws in his creation. Not man, but the creation of Allah. See if you see any flaws. He give you another opportunity. He said, look a second time. See if you see any flaws in his creation, what he created. He said, your vision will come back to you dull and discomforted in a state worn out. You will search the whole universe and you will not find any flaws in what Almighty God Allah created. It is in perfect order, law, and harmony. The sun don't try to outstrip the moon. The moon don't try to outstrip the night. They come in exactly as ordained by Allah the Creator when their time is to come in. One don't try to outstrip the other, or the night don't try to take the place of the day. Night don't try to take the place of the day. The day don't try to take the place of the night. Also, this is another great phenomenon, a miracle, a wonder of Almighty God Allah. I want to share with you just for contemplation and thinking, people, on the order and the discipline that Allah, the Creator, has created in his creation, and you don't see any flaws in it. Now, if we follow the same pattern of all nature and creation, even though we're imperfect as human beings, we'll be in harmony with the perfect will of Almighty God and Allah, and we will see that we will have less problem, less flaws, and our lives will be better, and we will know what our position is in life. We will know who we are in life. A male will know that he's a male and supposed to act like a man, and a female will know she's a woman and she's supposed to act like a woman, not a man. Now, I want to share this with you all. So Almighty God, Allah, has created his creation in such an order. This is another order that I like to share with you. You know, if you mix water and oil together, they immediately separate. The vast ocean out there, it has a huge, it covers most of the earth population, water, the sea, the ocean. You have the salt water and the sweet water in the sea, or ocean. And they both come together, and they come together, but they don't merge. They don't merge into each other. That's profound. These two great bodies of water, they come together, but they don't mix. Merge means to mix. They don't mix. The salt water stays separated from the sweet water, though they come right there together. That is another divine and powerful law of the discipline that Almighty Allah has created in his creation. Certain things don't go together, people. What am I getting at? This is what I'm getting at. Almighty Allah has given the human being a free will, a limited free will now. I have you to understand. We ain't free to just continue to do what we want to do indefinitely on this earth, because our time here is definitely limited. Time itself is limited. Time's going to run out one day, and everything that is in the material world one day going to run out. It's going to pass away. So we have a certain amount of time in which to choose our life as human beings. Almighty God, Allah say he created us as an animal first, in the animal form, in the mother's womb, or the wombs of our mothers, he created us as all other animals. But he made a difference in the human being that he created and all other animals he created is that after his initial creation of the human being's form of body, he say, he goes on in the final revelations in the Quran and say, he yet developed another creature out of that body. And he say, that creature that he developed out of that body, that as the way we identify ourselves as human beings. He said he put some of his ruh, his spirit, his divine spirit, into our body after he developed and formed and completed the development of our body in our mother's womb after 9 months. He said then he breathed into our body some of his ruh, his life-giving spirit, and we became living souls. Living souls, not living bodies. Most Muslims, Christians, Jews, most people in the world, especially in religion, I started off with you all, I said most of you, that's what Allah says, most of you are rebellious and disobedient to your own nature. And yet you say you believe in Almighty God. But yet, at the same time, you want to dibble and dab into corruption. Moral corruption. Almighty God, Allah says in his final revelations in the Quran, he says all the good that comes to the human being comes from Allah, comes from our Creator, Allah. And he says all of the evil and corruption in the world, it comes from ourselves, the hands, the actions. Hand means actions. The actions of the human being following their own corrupt, perverted wills. And you know, this reminds me of another fella that thought he knew better than God and he wanted to follow his own will, and he became a rebel against the will of Almighty Allah, and he got excommunicated or put out of heaven. And heaven, I want you to understand, is not just the heaven of Almighty Allah, Almighty God, that you can't see, the spiritual heaven of Allah, which is eternal. But heaven is also here on earth. You know, when Almighty God, Allah, created the heavens and earth, he say he created the heavens and earth in 6 days, right? Now, he say from the first day to the sixth day, everything he created, it was good. So, Almighty God, Allah, created the world good. And so by creating the world good down here on earth, and in the heavens, the world in the beginning was like, it was a heaven. It was peace. It was harmony between mankind. All people looked at each other as one because they all worshiped the one God, Allah. And that's all Allah means, one creator that has no, none like him. Nothing can be compared to him. He have no beginning. He have no ending. He always was and always will be. And there's nothing he created comparable with him. Nothing like unto him. This is the creator we're talking about. The one creator of the Muslim, the Jews, the Christian. And even though you got people around here in religion, different religions, saying, well, y'all are different from us, y'all worship God, a different God. I've always thought that was so foolish, even when I was a child. To hear people, and especially when I was blessed to become an adult, people talking about there's different gods for different religions. When, you know, you study history and see if that's what history tells you. You know, history is best to reward all research. And history will bear witness, and it will reward you with the truth of that matter that all people in religion and all people of faith was worshiping the same way at one time. And then when people began to rebel against the prophets and messengers, the way of Almighty God, which is His will, His divine will, they went astray and they became divided. And when they became divided, Almighty God, Allah sent prophets and messengers to call them back to His unity, to call them back to His righteousness, to call them back to His goodness. And He's been sending messengers and prophets ever since. And the last prophet He sent was Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, and peace be upon all of His messengers and prophets. But He sent him with His final revelations in the Quran. But He was the last major prophet sent to all mankind. But even the whole truth for all mankind that Almighty God Allah revealed to him in the Holy Quran, this last prophet and of Allah, Almighty God, said that His ummah, or community, Muslim community throughout the world, would one day in the end of time go astray. And that meant that they would go astray from the guidance, the straight guidance and clear guidance in the Quran, not only for them, the Muslim, but for all mankind. Today we see this, people. This is why the world is in the condition it's in, because the Jews, they also have made a covenant with Almighty God, Allah, in the past, through their prophet Moses or Musa. And the Christians made a covenant with Almighty God, Allah, too, through His prophet Esau, or some say Jesus in this English language. And now the Muslims have made a covenant with Allah. They say, wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammadu Rasulullah. They say they bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and that they bear witness that Prophet Muhammad is the last prophet of Allah, Almighty God, Allah, for all mankind. Yet, after saying that, they still try to conceal the truth. Not so much in words, but in the way they live, they try to blend into this corrupt society and feed into the corruption and the vanities of this society, world society of evil, and yet at the same time go on saying, I'm a Muslim. We are not following the way of the world. But you look at most Muslims and you look at people who don't even believe in Allah, and you cannot tell the difference based on their conduct. That's specifically for you Muslims. So understand that faith in Allah and Almighty God is not outside. It's not in ritualism. It is in righteous moral conduct. The last prophet of Almighty God, Allah, Muhammad, said that righteousness is good morality. And he said wrongdoing is that which we people dislike people finding out about us, and it wavers in our conscience and heart. It troubles our conscience and heart. When you do wrong, see, you don't need a religious person or somebody in religion or nobody for that matter to tell you you've done wrong. Your own nature will whip you. Your conscience will whip you. Your heart will trouble you until you stop doing wrong, because you're going against your godly nature that's inside you, in your heart. And that is to protect us, people, from the evils of ourselves and the evils of this ungodly, evil world, material world. You know, people, this material world is a death trap. It's a trap. And it will lead you into death in so many different ways if you believe that it's real. If you place value on material things and believe they are real and believe that they're going to last forever, make yourself, allow yourself to deceive you to believe that, then you become entrapped into this world and you will never come into your real spiritual life. And when you leave this world, you will go to a place that's called hell. eternally and all of the horrific things you see going on in this world by human beings against other human beings, there's nothing here more horrible, even comparable to the horrors in the hellfire in the life hereafter, after your judgment on the day of resurrection and judgment, people. If you go to that place called hell, you don't even have to believe it's real. You don't even have to believe in the day of judgment. Almighty Allah do not force people against their will to believe or accept this truth, because he get no benefit out of us worshiping him. He get no benefit out of us following the law and order he created us in, which is our moral law and order. It's to live a righteous and good life. He get no benefit from us living good. But we can see the detriment and the harm we get when we go against his will and live following our will, which is wrong and evil and corrupt. So people, why not? Think about this here. Ponder over what's being said. Examine your own life and ask yourself, if I was to die, the next breath I take, what would be my state when I face my Creator on the day of Yama Kiyama, resurrection and judgment? Because just as surely as we were born and created by our Creator, he's going to cause us to die and resurrect us again in a completely new world, nothing like this world. It will be his world. And you don't have to believe that either, people, but it's going to happen. Just because people don't believe in Almighty God, the sun don't stop shining every day. Just because people don't believe in Almighty God Allah, the moon don't stop coming out every day. His creation go on working the same way he created thousands or millions of years ago. It's working the same way, and it don't deviate from the law and order that Almighty God Allah created it in. So we can study nature and creation and see how to get our life back on track, people. We can see that there are definite laws. There's a definite discipline that all creation follow and never deviates from that. But the difference in us as human beings, in order for us to get back in harmony with the will of Almighty Allah and all his creation, we have to give up our will. Surrender. Let go, as some people say, let go. They don't finish it, but let go of your ways, your will, and let God's will be done, or Allah's will be done in your life. The prophet Esau said, and he did say it, because all of the prophets and messengers said it, because they talk the same truth. He said, our Father, heavenly Father, not earthly Father, who art in heaven, thy will be done, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Now, you know, in heaven there is no evil, people. So that's what that prayer is saying for all of us also, like their Fatiha. That came about 600 years after Prophet Jesus by a man by the name of Muhammad Mustafa ibn Abdullah. Peace be upon both those great prophets and messengers. I'm striving hard to be like them. I love them. I love all the prophets. I love all the messengers of Almighty Allah. And another thing, people, Almighty God Allah says, stop trying to separate and divide his prophets and messengers because you say, I'm a Christian, I'm a Muslim, I'm a Jew, and y'all Jews and Christians don't believe like we do. Y'all prophet didn't teach what our prophet Muhammad taught. Y'all from Muhammad, y'all worship him, and we worship Jesus. Stop this stuff. This is blasphemy. It's idolatry. It's blasphemy. And it's what keeps us divided. Our God, our Creator, whether you're Muslim, Christian, Jew, Buddhist, Hindu, the God of all people, even if you don't believe in a Creator, he still, the Allah, is still your Creator too. Our Creator is one and the same. And we see this in all the worlds, in all the worlds, in the heavens and the earth. We see order. Again, we see law and order in the heavens and the earth, and they remain that way and will remain that way until the day of resurrection and judgment. Also, people, I want you to understand that each passing day now we're getting closer to our death. So we don't have time to waste playing and thinking that life is just for sport and play. Almighty God Allah said he didn't create life for mere sport and play. But it's a created life for justice, for just ends, and for a term appointed, a limited period of time. So justice, you cannot have justice without equality, people. This means this, and this is not decreed just only for Muslims, but for all people of faith in Almighty God Allah. Almighty God Allah say you are not a true believer in the God, in the one creator, Allah, until you love for your brother among mankind the good that you love for yourself. You've got so much selfishness now in the world between people, especially in religion. Greed, selfishness. And you know also that's a sign of the end of time, because even in the Bible that the Christians follow, I can confirm that in the Holy Quran it says that in the last days also people, most people would be lovers of themselves. They would love Allah, their creator, God, Allah, Almighty God, Allah. They would be lovers of themselves. And we can see what loving ourselves and not loving our creator mean. It means self-destruction. It means self-destruction, people. So at this time, Allah, the Creator, has let me know that it's time to give our listening audience an opportunity to come in and share and to talk with us today. We know that there are some people out there that are blessed like we are to be able to understand that we cannot be sustained, that we cannot make it without our Creator, that we're not independent, but that we are dependent on our Creator, like all creation is dependent on the Creator. We as human beings are dependent on our Creator, just like a baby is dependent on his mother. If a mother leaves that baby at any time, that baby would die. The baby can't feed itself. It can't do anything for itself. We just like babies before Allah, our Creator. We can't do anything that would be of any benefit or any value to us without our Creator's grace and mercy. So at this time, we give away to the co-host, my lovely wife, peace be upon her. I love her, peace be upon Allah, for the pleasure or for the sake of Almighty God, as I love you all for the sake of Almighty God, Allah. That's why I come to you when he blessed me to be able, and let him use me to try to relay his message to you all, to remind you all that we have a creator and that he ain't out of existence, that he's everywhere. You can't see him, but know always that he see you. He's a spirit. And you don't have true faith in the Creator until you believe in his unseen reality and realize that everything you see is just an illusion, and the only reality and ultimate reality is our Creator. He has no beginning and no ending. He's the reality. His world is the real world, the material world. He created just to test our faith, to see who would be best in conduct, who would believe in what they see, and who would believe in what they cannot see, the unseen. Him, Allah, and his unseen eternal world. So at this time, I give away to the co-host. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz. Wow. I'm telling you, the brother is speaking. Oh, yes, he's speaking, people. Yes. Beautiful message that he's relayed to us today. We pray that you're receiving it and you're enjoying it, but you're taking it serious, because it is the of the Creator. And as we are bringing to you today another episode of The Reality of the Creator by our host, Imam Shahid Shabazz. And listening audience, if there is any of you out there who would love to participate, who would love to ask a question, I'll give a comment. Push the number one button. Push that button on your phone. And your number will show up so that we can communicate with you and you can give us some feedback. This show is for you. This talk show is for you. And we want to know what you think about it. Is it helping you? Are you passing the word on? What comments would you like to make? How can we improve? So this is your time for you to give your comments now. I do see a number up that is on our switchboard. The number that showed up on our switchboard is the 704-267 number. If you would like to participate, ask a question or make a comment, could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? That's the 704-267 number. Now, audience, you're not obligated to comment or to ask questions, but we would love to have you. It makes it that much better for me to know exactly how what you're receiving, how you're feeling about the program, your thoughts, and receive your ideas, and the help that you can give to us to make this talk show a better show for everyone. So, whatever the number that shows up on our board, that's an indicator to us that this person would like to participate. Sometimes you can get on here and not intentionally somehow. Maybe you didn't push the number one button and don't know how you got on the air. But we will move on from there if you do not want to participate or make a comment. Today, our imam is teaching on the subject, all life begins in discipline and order, and it is sustained in the discipline and order of Allah. And he's letting us know that the reason for all this corruption and disillusion out here is that man has gone away from the natural way of existence within him, from his nature, the discipline and order of Allah that is innate within him and in all his creation. And all creation, he says, he tells us, submit to that discipline order, to the will of Allah, except man, because he has been given a will and a choice. And he can either make the best choice or he can make the worst choice. And make the best choice and follow the divine laws of creation, the divine laws of the Creator, or he can make the choice of following the lines of the laws of man that he's made for himself. And that's what most men are doing, people are doing nowadays. And as a result, you can see grown-ups. You can understand how the children are like they are because the grown-ups have obviously forgotten who they are. They're dressing like the children. They're trying to compete with the children in their social life, and they're dancing. They're even doing immoral, ugly acts that the children are doing. Instead of correcting the children, they're encouraging them and leading them on in their wrong. So how can we expect the children to know right and do right when the examples they have out here? The parents, the adults, are not doing right themselves. They are guiding themselves astray in the wrong way and allowing the children to follow in their footsteps. The Imam Shahid Shabazz, we would have you to come back on and give us some more of these teachings, these beautiful, life-giving teachings of Imam Shahid Shabazz. We are now ready to hear more of Imam Shahid Shabazz.
All right, thank you very much. We are very humbled to have this opportunity to come to you and bring to you listening audience each Sunday a message we hope that will cause you to wake up in your mind, wake up in your soul, and realize that, you know, if you don't feed your soul and feed your mind like you feed your body, everything that the Creator created, it has to have sustenance. It has to have that which sustain it. Now, we know water and food sustain the body, but water and food do not sustain the mind and the soul and the intelligence, the intellect of the human being. It is only the truth, the word of Allah, that sustains the human being. And the word of Allah is what gave us life. He put his spirit into us. He was putting his word into us, and he was faith into us. You see? See, God, Allah, the Creator, is life. And we used to say in the old days the life-giving teachings of Allah, our Creator. His teachings, his truth, gives us life. And when we don't have his truth, our life is gone. Almighty Allah save people. When we forget him, we forget our soul. He is our life. He say again, when he put his ruh, his spirit into our heart, His spirit gave us what? Spiritual life. That's our life, people. So when we follow our will, our ways, it leads us away from life into death and destruction. But this is something specific I want to say to all you religious people, people of all religions, beginning with Islam, Christianity, Judaism, the three major religions in the world, to all of y'all, and Buddhist, Hindu, all of y'all. I see this so much in religion today, even in Islam, hypocrisy. People saying one thing and doing another. You see? And Almighty God, Allah, says in the final revelations in the Holy Quran, He said to the Muslims, He said, don't you realize and don't you study my book and realize what I did to the people of the book before you, the Jews and the Christians? They got my message from my prophets, my messengers, and they didn't take it out to share it with their brothers and sisters among mankind. They tried to possess my message and use it like you have a special social group or social order that only private members ought to come in to. And they went out and they dibbled and dabbled into corruption. They practiced usury. Huh? And I forbid them to do that. And they enjoyed right conduct on the people, the Jews and the Christians. And they were studying my word from Moses and Jesus and forgot to practice my word themselves. Did they not understand my message to Moses and Jesus? Now he's saying to you, Muslim, do you not understand my message in the Quran I revealed to Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prayers and peace be upon him? Do you study the Holy Quran? And you know all throughout the Holy Quran, from afar to heart to our mouth, the beginning to the end of the book, it teaches nothing but clear truth of the Creator, our Creator, Allah. And it enjoins us to all that is good and forbids us from all that's wrong or haram. Wrong. But how are you going to read the Quran? And you got those also, I'm speaking to you all specifically, that been blessed to know the Quran in the pure language of the Quran, which is Arabic, and not just the Arabic language, but the Arabic in the Quran is pure. It's directly from Allah, not the language itself in general. You got those that who know this language. And in order to understand the clear truth of Almighty God Allah, you must understand it in the language of the Quran, which is Arabic, in order to get the real true understanding. You cannot understand it in any other language until you first understand it in the language Almighty God Allah revealed it to his last prophet, Muhammad, for all mankind, and that is in the pure language, Arabic language in the Quran. But what I'm getting at is this. Almighty Allah saying to you, Muslim, do you go out here and enjoy right conduct on other people, on Christian and Jews and others, and you study the Quran and forget to practice right conduct in your own life? He said to this, you Muslim, he asked you this question. Do you not understand my word? Do you think I'm playing with you when I speak to you in my book, the Quran? Do you think there's not consequences that you will suffer like the Jews and the Christians, that I will not destroy you and curse you like the Jews and the Christians are cursed because they twisted the message of Jesus and Moses from his purpose and aim, which was to worship and serve Almighty God Allah and Allah alone, and to love their fellow man as they love themselves, and want for all mankind that which is good that they love and want and strive for themselves. You see, the message of Almighty God, Allah, is not for one race or one religion. It is for all people on the planet Earth. It's for all people. And it's to help make the world better for all people. I was going on to say earlier, God, Allah created the world for justice. You can't have justice without equality. What is equality? Equality is everybody having equal treatment under the law of the government, if the government were following the law of Almighty God, Allah, which is not, and never have. Not just the United States I'm talking about. Governments all the way back to, as far as you can go in history, history repeats itself. They've done the same thing to the people that the United States doing this people. Europe, China, Japan, Africa, oppressing their people all over the world, the government, the rulers. Now, you got a few good rulers, but you had a few good rulers back during that time, but those rulers were godly men. But they were very few. You could count them on your hand in a figure of speech. It's the same way today. So the salvation of people, if you study history, was not in piling up a whole lot of material things for themselves or having just luxuries for themselves and using the other people as doormats in a figure of speech, using their brother and sister just to enrich themselves. Selfishness and greed. That's never been the way of Almighty God, Allah. Almighty God, Allah, said he only accepts unselfish worship. And Almighty God, Allah, say to you all people, he said, if you want to obtain, that is, grow into his righteousness, that will never happen. You will never obtain or come into his righteousness unless you give freely, willingly, of the things that you love. And don't think that Allah, our Creator, don't know what we love. We can look out here in the world and see the things people love. People love material things more than they do another human being. You got one race of people who love dogs more than they love a human being. I don't have to call no name. They know who they are, and we all know who they are. Right here in the United States and in Europe, too. Are people who love dogs more than they love a human being. And now you've got people who love everything in the creation more than they love their Creator, Allah. And that is the downfall, people, of all people, individually and collectively. Our only hope, people, to stop this madness, this destruction that's about to annihilate the whole human race, is to come back to taqwa, consciousness of our Creator, God consciousness, or consciousness of Allah, our Creator. What do that mean? When we become conscious of our Creator, that means that we fear to go against his will, because we know that his will is for our protection, and that if we go against his will, his divine moral law, we will bring destruction on ourselves and each other. So one brother said about me that Almighty God Allah has blessed me to be a reminder to people of the Creator and his plan for mankind. My name is Shaheed. That's one of the attributes or qualities of the Creator. He's the witness of everything we do. And he got me as a witness for everybody that I deal with in my little short lifetime to witness on the day of judgment whether them people accepted his truth that he blessed me to bring to them or rejected it, just like all his prophets and messengers. He said they would be in his court on the day of judgment to witness against all of the people that he sent them to in the world, in their lifetime, on this earth, and the people rejected them, and some of them, the prophets and messengers, the people went so far as to kill. And the main people that did that was the Jews and the Christians. And they still are doing it today. Any good man that we are blessed with to come up, to help us to come out of our oppression, poverty, especially African-American people like Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey, Elijah Muhammad, Walt D. Muhammad. You see, W.E. Du Bois, many, many more people. Umar Johnson, myself. We try to, this government, they will have them killed. And not just their body. They want to kill the message of truth, the message of justice that these men have been raised up to in America. I'm talking about the United States right now. I'm coming home now. Well, I'm at home now in the United States. We've had leader after leader killed by the United States government. I said it, and I mean it, and I'm willing to face a Gatling gun by you all, any weapons y'all got physically. I'm going to tell the truth. Like Malcolm X or El Hajj Malik Shabazz said, you government, you can put me in jail for committing a crime, but you can't put me in jail or touch me for telling the truth. And I'm going to tell the truth on you. You're oppressing Almighty God Allah's people, and he do not like it, and you study history, you will find what happened to greater princes than yourself, like Pharaoh, during the lifetime of Prophet Moses. America's government is so much like this government and the system and the disorder of that government. That government under Pharaoh during the lifetime of Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, that Pharaoh, he went so far as to tell his people, I'm God. And in this country, they say on the currency or the money, in God we trust. What God are they talking about, people? Look on the money, you'll see the God they're talking about. What faces do you see on the dollar? What faces do you see on the coins? Europeans. Judaic, European. These people have raised themselves up like they're God's people. And now they got a host of all the other human family following them. All the nationalities of the world now are following that bad example, that bad ungodly example of oppressing people, of manipulating and exploiting the masses of the people for their own greedy, selfish gain, and also be for their vain, their vanity, for self-glory. They want to be glorified, worship me as God. And they all are under the influence of the evil Satan. Because the evil Satan said that to Almighty God, Allah, before he got put out of heaven. He said, you give me respite. If you give me, my Lord, respite until the day the human being is raised up, I'm going to have most of human beings so messed up, so perverted, that it's going to seem like I created them with the nature of evil rather than you creating them with the nature of good. Don't we see that today? Most people love evil like they should be loving only good. The real nature that, the true nature, as my wife said, and we've been saying, that Almighty God, Allah, put in every human being is good. When he put his spirit in our heart, that he was putting our true nature in us. Good. All good. Almighty God, Allah, not some good. He's not some righteous. He's all good. And he's all righteous. Also, I want to say a special message to African-American people or people of color of the world, and especially African-American people of whom I'm one of. African-American people, what is your problem? You talk about white people, what they did to us in slavery, what they're doing to us now, but look at what you're doing to yourself. Ask yourself the question, do I have shackles on my feet today, or do I have shackles in my brains, on my mind, in my head? Slavery is not over for you African-American people. Slavery is worse and there for you than it was for our people, our ancestors 300 years ago. Because at least they knew they were slaves, and they was talking to Almighty God, Allah, asking him to free their mind and free their soul, though their feet and their body was in bondage. Don't let my immortal soul become in bondage. Don't let my mind become in bondage because I'm in physical bondage. Don't let my soul, don't let my mind become enslaved by these clueless people in the world, and they are too. And a lot of them were free because they had faith in the Creator, Allah, and not faith in white people, so-called white people, or Europeans. Today, more African-American people love and believe in Caucasian or so-called white people more than they believe in their Creator who created white people and these so-called black people, you see. And they have raised white people up like they're some god, like they're the standard for what you should strive to be like. No! You see the corruption they are doing to you, African-American people. You should not want to be white. I always say, African-American people, the only way you're going to change your condition, start wanting to be right and stop trying to be white. That's your problem. Your problem is yourself today. It's not white people. Your problem is slave mentality, and the white people ain't making you keep that slave mind that they put in you. You're keeping it voluntarily on your own because you want to just live like your slave, not ex-slave master, like your slave master. Because as long as you're imitating them, they are your slave master, they are your God, and they will destroy you, continue to destroy you. That's a message for you all as African-American people. Also, I want to say, African-American people, don't think that we can overcome the terrible conditions that we are in socially, the social ills plaguing us, destroying us more than any other part of the human race. Don't think you can overcome this dysfunction in families just by getting material things and having a whole lot of money and a whole lot of material things. You got more so-called affluent or wealthy African Americans maturely in the United States of America than ever before since this country has been established. But look at our conditions as African American people. The majority of African American people, that's got money from the grants of the poor to the rich, they don't take that money and invest back in our own communities to build up our own communities like the Koreans do, the Spanish people do, the white people, so-called white people do, or Jews do, or Italians and other races. We take our money, not we, I don't do it, but the majority of African American people take their money and they go spend it, time they get it, with all of these other people, and then wonder why they're in poverty and want to blame the government for them being in poverty. No, that's not true. The government is not responsible, African American people, for you being in poverty. Your ignorance of who you are and whose you are is your reason for being in poverty. Ignorance. Refusing to change your ways, your evil ways. Refusing to change from wanting to live a life of fun and sport and play, doing the Bojangle. That's all it is when you want to act a fool and always, you look on TV now. And all the programs that's dedicated to African Americans is nothing but a bunch of foolishness. The people that's running the media, making paying people millions of dollars in our race to put out there an example of stupidity and ignorance for all other African American people to follow, for our children to follow. And you got even a majority of Muslim African American. Just, I'm talking about you all. I've been noticing more and more they love these programs. And these programs are degrading to the African-American race and to all people of color. Why or how can you like things that degrade you? How can you disrespect yourself like that, African-American people, and expect for so-called white people or Spanish or Indians or any other part of the human race, your human family, to respect you when you don't have respect for yourselves? That's my message to you, specifically African-American people. So at this time, again, we will give way to the listening audience. If anybody out there have any comments, any questions, or even if you disagree with what we're saying, that's all right too. I welcome you because we can disagree to agree. That means this. We don't have to always agree, but let's deal with what we agree on and let what we disagree go and let Almighty God, Allah, straighten that out. He said he would do that in time anyway. Just deal with what we can agree on and work together on. That's how we can disagree to agree. So at this time, thank you for your ears again, and I will give way to my co-host, my wife, so that she can check the board and see if any of our wonderful listeners out there want to participate with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Imam Shabazz. Again, I want to remind you, audience, that you're listening to The Reality of the Creator, the radio broadcast show of Imam Shaheed Shabazz. And today he's speaking on all life begins in discipline and order. And it is sustained in the discipline and order of Allah. And inshallah, you are receiving this with open hearts and minds because he's really teaching. And he's teaching so that you will think. His teachings are thinking teachers, teachings to touch the heart and to open you up to realize, to the reality of life, the true reality of life. an audience. He is doing some wonderful teaching. He's giving a beautiful message to you and allowing you to realize what time it is. And it's later than we think. So let's wake up. Take seriously these messages that are coming from Imam Shaheed Shabazz, because he is, too, a warner. Those who give the life teaching to the Creator to bring to the truth, they are also your warners, okay, to let you know. We don't, nobody knows when they're going to leave this earth, but we all can see around us the corruption like it never was before in history, and with destruction like it never was before in history. But the time must be soon for man, and must be short for man's existence on earth now. So we want to ask you if there's anyone in the listening audience who would like to make a comment, ask a question, please dial number one, push the number one button on your phone. Your phone number will show up on our switchboard, and we'd be glad to have you comment. That's the 704 number. We would love to hear from you. If you could just give us one or two words, give us your name first, where you're calling from, the 704-267 number, and just make a little comment. Let us know how you're enjoying our show. Let us know if you have a concern about something that we're saying. We need your feedback. This show is for you, and we want you to enjoy it, but we need to hear from you and to know whether you are enjoying it or not, whether you are receiving the information that you came to receive. Again, also, we want to remind you, our listening audience, that it takes money to present these shows on Sundays. We're here every Sunday, 10:30, 12:30. We have to miss some Sundays, and we should apologize for that. It's usually unexpected emergencies or it's technical problems, something going on that we have to miss some Sundays. But we try to be here every Sunday. That is our desire, from 10:30 to 12:30 for you. And we have to pay for these shows. They're not just free. And we need whatever donations that you can give to us to assist us in bringing this broadcast show to you. And also, it's outreach work to the community, to the people. And we do outreach work. And we also sacrifice with that outreach work that we do. And give what little that we have, we share it. Whatever you have, whether it's great or small, we should always be out there sharing with your brothers and sisters in your community, doing some type of outreach work. And that's what we live by. My husband is one who is committed to following the prophet, following the ways of the prophet, walking in their footsteps, being out there among the people. And he goes out, he's not just on this show. He's out there in the community, in the neighborhood, following the people, teaching the people, reaching the people, helping the people. And we don't say we don't have, but we might give our last thing almost sometimes. But if somebody is in need or asks for our help, we pray to God that we can be able to assist them in some way, and we try hard to do that. Again, if there's anyone of my listening audience who would like to make a comment, please come on now. Push the number one button, and we'll be glad to hear from you. I see another number that has come on. I don't know how long they've been listening. They just came on. They could have been listening and decided they have a comment or a question. So I will ask this person to come on. If there's anything that you would like to say, the number 202-423. We don't know whether you just came on the air, whether you've been listening, and you have a question or comment, a question to ask or a comment that you would like to make. But you may speak now. Give us your name and tell us where you're calling from. That's the 202-423 number. If you've just come on, then we will love you to stay and participate. I want you to know it's not obligatory for you, our audience, to make any comments or ask any questions. It just helps us all to understand the teachings better and to know that have us to know that we're giving to you what you're looking for to help you to grow stronger in your spiritual life. Now back to Imam Shaheed Shabazz to continue his beautiful teachings today on the life. All life begins in discipline and order, and it sustains in the discipline and order of its creator, Allah. Imam Shahid Shabbat.
Thank you very much. At this particular segment, a stage of the talk, we want to say there is no creator but one. The creator is most high and supreme above all creation. And I want to say also to you people of faith that the creator Allah says in his final revelations in the Holy Quran, he said, you don't have truth in man, which is in Arabic means faith, until you have truth in sand. And the sand in Arabic, it means a belief in the creator and belief in him as if though you see it. But though you know you can't sin, know truly in your soul, in your mind, that he see you and act in accordance with that recognition in your conduct. Now just think about it. If you know that Allah or your creator is watching you all the time, if you truly believe in him and what he's saying, that one day he going to take you out of this world, cause you to die and resurrect you and call you to answer accountability for all your actions and all your motives in your heart and your actions and all the thoughts in your mind, then you would not conduct yourself the way most Muslims, most Christians, most Jews, and most religious people conduct themselves. They are setting a bad, bad moral example for our children, our future especially. But yet they want to try to enjoin their children, and I was taught this ignorance, but our people were just ignorant then. But now so much truth and knowledge has been revealed. We know the truth now, a lot of us. We lead by example. You can't tell your children, do as I say, don't do as I do. You smoking a joint, a reefer. I'm going to use that. And you telling your Muslim child, this reefer ain't good for you now. I want you to follow Allah, obey Allah, and follow his prophet Muhammad, who was the best example for all mankind. And they looking at you smoking that joint, that so-called reefer. What do you think they're going to do? Soon as they get out of your sight, they're going to do what you're doing, not what you told them to do that was right. Because you can't tell nobody or instruct nobody else to do what is right when you don't practice it yourself and be an example. Almighty God has created us as human beings to follow each other by our example. That's why two men can't have a child. Two females can't have a child. It takes a male and a female. And a woman can teach her child, male and female, how to be good, how to be moral. But a woman cannot teach a male child how to be a man because she's not a man. And vice versa. You see, a father can't teach his daughter how to be a woman because he's a man. That's the law and order of Almighty God Allah. So we want our life to get in order, bring our life back to the order of our creator, Allah, and then we'll see a change in our life and in the life of society. And this is something else I want to say. You got so many people, the majority of people, Muslim, Christian, Jews, just people in general, always talking about the problems we got. And you got everybody waiting on somebody else to fix the problem. Well, know that you are responsible as individuals to do your part. And if nobody around you is trying to solve the problem, do your part. And Almighty God Allah will show you his power through your one individual example that will make a big difference where you at, wherever you at. You have one man, 1,420 some odd years ago, who was blessed by Almighty God, Allah, to live a good moral life to such a degree that man, they tried to kill the Prophet Muhammad. They tried to do everything to stop that man from living a good life. That man was willing to die to establish the good life that Allah created for all human beings on this earth. And because that man was willing to give his life and gave his life in the service of Almighty Allah for all mankind, you see, the world has today what we call civilization.
The world was uncivilized before the coming of Prophet Muhammad. It was called Jahiliyyah, or you average-speaking Muslim, it was called the time of spiritual darkness for the world. The whole world was in spiritual darkness or ignorance. Darkness means ignorance of the true knowledge of Allah, or the Creator. Yes, if anybody want to come on and talk, I hear some talking in the background, I don't know. I'm going to be quiet at this time and let you talk. Co-host, is there anybody out there never showing up that want to talk because I hear some talking?
No, I have them show up, but from this end, I'm not receiving any noise, so I don't know who that could be. I've called on the two that I do have, and neither of them seem to have any comments.
Okay.
You may continue with your talk. You're doing such a beautiful show. We just want you to continue. We love hearing it.
Okay, well, inshallah, which means be the will of Allah, the Creator, we will continue. Yes, so people, faith is belief in the unseen. Faith, again, is belief in the unseen. We have to worship. If we want our life to change, we want the bad conditions that we got in there existing, destroying almost all of us as human beings, then Almighty God, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, the Supreme, say he will never change our bad conditions until we change our heart. Now, what do we mean? A lot of Muslim leaders, they don't explain that like they should. What he mean is that, excuse me, he mean that when he put his real spirit into our heart, he made our heart for him. All good, to desire only his goodness. But since he gave us a free will, a limited amount of freedom of will, he wants us to choose his goodness inside of us rather than the evil in this material world outside of us and our evil self that we look at when we look at ourselves in the mirror. And I'm not saying our body itself is evil. I'm saying the false desire when you follow your own will leads your body to do evil and corrupt and immoral acts all the time. And that will never change your bad conditions you're bringing on yourself by following your own ungodly will. So if you want your conditions to change, bring your will back to God, Allah, and give it to him. And you can't just talk that in any language. You got to show it in your action. Because I'm going to say this, I love to say it, and it's good. I was raised in the South, around a lot of farms and fruit trees and all that good fruits and vegetables. And I've never seen any tree bear a fruit other than what that tree is for. In other words, a tree is known by the fruit it bears. I've never seen an apple tree, and I picked a lot of apples off trees. I've never seen an apple tree produce or bear peaches. Just to say, using that as an example, you can say all you want, I believe in Allah. I believe in God. I'm a righteous man. I know. I got knowledge. I got degrees. I've been to school. I'm educated. If in your life is saying the opposite, you're morally corrupt, that you're morally ignorant, that you're morally bankrupt, your actions has to bear witness to your faith and belief and fear to disobey your Creator, to live a good life. Your actions, Almighty God of law, said he will judge us by our faith and our deeds, our actions on the day of judgment. Yes. So he said he created us, human beings, to test us, to see which of us would be best in our conduct. So the most important concern for human beings should be their conduct, because that's what they're going to be judged by on the day of judgment, their conduct. Almighty God will say all this so-called material wealth of man or accumulated in the material world will have no value on the day of resurrection and judgment. He said only the ones who will prosper, be successful, and achieve their purpose, aim, and goal of life, which is eternal life, will be those who bring back to him on the day of Yom Kippur a pure heart. A heart like he put in us when he put his spirit in our body. He made our hearts pure and clean so that our hearts would only desire and our minds would only desire his goodness, all his goodness and all his righteousness. And that we would not only desire that for ourselves, but we desire all his goodness and righteousness for all mankind. And short by, like my wife say, not talking wrong for loving for my brother what I want for myself, short in your actions. Almighty God is not a God of talk, he's a God of creator of actions. He shows love for us every day. The greatest love he showed for all of us that's on the planet that woke up this morning. We woke us up. We didn't wake ourselves up. And certainly, the evil ones that you worship, they didn't wake you up. If they had anything to do with it, you wouldn't have never woke up this morning. But because evil has no power, it can't determine whether you wake up when you come in the world or when you go out of the world. No. Only the one that have all power can do that. And that's Allah. Allah have all power. So he determines when you come in the world, when you go die, and when you're going to be resurrected. And I want you to understand the power of individual and personal relationship with Almighty God Allah. Almighty God Allah say to all of you all, human beings, he said your creation, when he created you, it was as an individual soul. He said, when you die, you would die by yourself with nothing. You didn't bring nothing here. He said, you would die bare and alone. And he said, when he resurrects you for judgment, on the day of resurrection and judgment, you will be resurrected naked, bare, naked, and alone by yourself to answer for all that you did. So you all run around here saying, my partners in crime committing evil together. You won't be together on the day of judgment in your evil. You will be by yourself to answer by yourself. And I want to say to all you evildoers who want to review the change in this late date and stage of time that we got, don't have much time left, that you may be partners in crime, but when you face your prayer, you be by yourself, and when he passes sinners on you, his judgment, to condemn your soul to the hellfire he has prepared for you, you're going to be in there suffering and tormented by yourself. You ain't going to be with your buddies. In fact, on the day of Yom Kippur, resurrection and judgment, Almighty God Allah say, these relationships we have here in this world, husband, wife, children, homosexuals, lesbians, whatever relationship you got, he say you will be on that day by yourself. You won't even know you got a child, because in reality, ain't nothing God Allah created in this material world ours. It's just borrowed, if you want to use that terminology. He just lent it to us, loaned it to us. And as I said on previous shows, if you go to the bank and get a loan, you got to pay them back that loan. So Almighty God Allah loaned us life, and he loaned us all the material things in life. And he entrusted this loan to us. And one day, on the day of judgment, real soon, we got the answer for how we used the trust of all the things he loaned us just temporarily, our body and the material thing. And best people, excuse me, you best people understand that this ain't no joke that we're talking here today. This is real. People are dying real fast. And if you don't believe in the resurrection and the judgment of your dead body, you do believe in death, because you see people dying all around you, your family and other people that you like, you say you love, or you love. You see them dying. And Almighty God Allah said, if anybody think they are God along with him, then when they see one of their loved ones dying in the hospital or anywhere, and he's taking his spirit out of their life, taking it up through their throat, up through the hair, higher regions, up through the throat, up through the head, he said, call that soul back in the body. If you're in your claim of independence, if you think you're independent, you don't need him. You're God. Also, Almighty God Allah say for all of us, he said he's closer to us than our sugar bank. And for all of you out there that know what jugular vein means, that's the main vein that carries the blood from the brain to the heart to keep the, and then circulates the blood all over the body to keep the human body alive. So Almighty God, Allah, saying he's closer to us than our jugular vein, is saying that he's the one keeping our life going, even physically, even though we may not be worshiping him, we may not even be concerned with him, he's still giving you life every day. He lets your physical body exist in his grace, and the life that you got in you to do wrong, the life in you, the will, I should say, is from Allah. But you're just misusing that will, so you're doing the wrong on your own. You're doing it because you chose to do it, not because he created you to do it. It's a difference. Don't ever attribute or attribute any wrong to Almighty God Allah. That's the worst thing a human being can do, is to lie on Almighty God Allah. You want to lie on anybody in the world, but don't lie on Allah, because that punishment, he not, when you die, he can let you live and eat on this earth and wish you was dead and not even let you die. And that right there is called hell on earth, people. And that's what we see all around us every day. Hell on earth. Why? Because of people refusing to take the higher spiritual life serious. Most people in religion, beginning with the Muslims, they don't take the spiritual life serious. All they do is just go through empty rituals, and you look at their conduct, and you know that's not the conduct of a godly person. The same with the Christians, the majority of them, the Jews, the Buddhists, the Hindu, whatever religion. It's the same with all of them. Almighty God Allah saying evil and hypocrisy spreads, and it's been spreading like wildfire and then almost engulfed the whole of humanity, because most people don't concern themselves or take their higher spiritual life serious. They all wrapped up into the things they can see. This is what Allah said in the Quran, his final revelation to all mankind. He said most people are only concerned with what they see, but of the things that they can, not the things, but the realities that they can't see, they don't take no heed. They don't believe most people, Allah says. And one day, when all this that you see, even your body, is gone, you're going to be resurrected, and everything else is going to be resurrected. The creation itself, the sun, moon, stars, everything going to be resurrected to be judged based on how it obeyed or disobeyed its creator on the day of resurrection and judgment. We're not just talking that. We're not trying to entertain you. We're not trying to get a rise out of you, people. This is serious. I might die today, but I thank Almighty Allah, the Most High, for blessing me to be able to be used by him to try to give you his message in a way where it will go down to your soul and your heart and go up to your head and your conscience and your intelligence and cause you to have a fear in you that you've never known to realize how serious this is and how serious the hellfire is. Because Almighty God Allah says in the final revelations in the Quran for all people, he said, fear me, your God and your Lord, who created you. That is, fear to disobey me. And then, right in the same paragraph, he says, fear the fire. Why do he put them together? Because if you disobey Allah, you will be in the hellfire. Not only after you die, on this planet Earth. Most people are already in a state of hell right now. They're miserable. They're getting sick. They're going with grown-ups or molesting children. They're doing all kinds of things. The homosexuality is on a rise. We're living in a time like Sodom and Gomorrah. But we see that people going from one immoral extreme to the other, and they ain't finding no satisfaction. And they don't even try to sincerely and seriously give Almighty God, Allah, their creator, a serious, sincere try and ending their life trying to follow his will to see if his will will satisfy them. And that's the answer right there to satisfaction for the human being, the will of Allah. For Almighty God Allah says in the final revelations in the Holy Quran, he said, our hearts, the human heart, do find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah or their creator. People, I've never known the joy that I've known since I've been worshiping Almighty Allah, our creator, and serving him. I ain't got a lot of money. I ain't got a lot of material things. And I've been blessed to be one of the richest human beings on the planet. For Almighty God Allah says, when you're greedy people, when you're greedy after materialism, material things, he said that greed for material things leads you so far away from him that it leads you to gain the world and lose your soul. And he said when you renounce or disown the material world, you become rich. Richer than what most human beings even understand what true riches are. You become rich spiritually. Your wealth will never end. You gain all the material things on the earth. One day those things going to pass away. But all the riches with Allah will last people forever. Forever. So at this time, again, we want to give away to anybody to want to come on. If you disagree with us, you don't like what we're saying, that's all right. We'll still have a good conversation. Give it a try if you will. We know that there's some good and some people out there who are listening. Just come on. And that's another thing, people. We need people to speak out against the injustices. Everybody else, I want to say this to you African-American people again in particular. Everybody else, every other race that is, they don't march for their freedom when they're being oppressed. They don't sit in for their freedom, sit in restaurants or sit in wherever. Every other race gained their freedom by realizing that they got to come together as one and that they got to support themselves. That they can't be free if they don't stay united. Every other group, ethnic group in America, just this country, even though they say it's a recession and people are oppressed, I look around me all over this country, I see most other ethnic groups, they faring okay. They're helping each other. There are staying four or five of them in the same house, Mexicans and Koreans and other people that migrate to America. And then they'll help each other until each one of them get their own independent living. But yet after they do that, they still open up businesses and support their own businesses. Everybody do that but the African Americans. And African Americans are always talking about what the white man doing. He keeping us down. That's a lie. African-American people, you're keeping yourself down because you refuse to come out of that ignorant slave mind mentality you have. And that slave mind is the mind where you want to be nothing but consumers. You want to consume, consume, consume. And once there was a time, in fact, the greatest producers that among mankind that Almighty God Allah ever created was the people of color, darker than, you can call them black, blue. They were that dark. This ain't got nothing to do with no racism. All the sin is learn your history, African-American people. And I want to introduce all you African-American people again and again and again. This is how important this is. There's DVDs 1, 2, and 3 called Hidden Colors. You can pull it up on the computer, on Google, or some of the other websites. You need to really, African-American people, get those DVDs. Also, like my wife said, this program is not free. In America, ain't nothing free. You have to even pay for the bad air you breathe in America. So we ain't asking for no whole lot of money. We're just asking for donations, anything you could give to help us to keep on being able to give you this, bring this program to you every Sunday and to go out in the community all over this country, like my wife said. We've been doing, both of us, over 40 years to help try to better mankind, the condition, the bad, immoral condition of our people in America. And I ain't saying our people meaning black. I mean all human beings. But we have to start with ourselves. You cannot help other people until you first help yourself. So African Americans, why do you keep on taking your money to other people, helping to keep them living good, and you living bad because you're just consuming and letting other people come in your neighborhood, set up stores, set up businesses, and you support them, and you got other African Americans in your business, businesses in your community, and you won't patronize them. You say they charge too much money. You want to know why they have to charge too much money? Because they ain't got that much bagging as far as the government don't bag them with income, economics. The government will bag other ethnic groups, but the government of the United States won't bag African Americans. But we don't need the government to bag us. We got enough African Americans with money, income, economics, to help ourselves and overcome this oppressive, ugly, ungodly condition that we're in. But we got to change our hearts. Stop designing just material things and carnal pleasure, and start designing the good pleasure of your Creator, and then you'll see He will please you by blessing you to change and be able to do good and teach our children right, and to stop misleading our children and making them think they're inferior to white people or blue people or pink people or whatever so-called color the people are, especially white, so-called white people. Most African-American people, even most African-American Muslims, they don't want to realize that Islam is not a race. It's the human race. It ain't a particular race. Most African-American Muslims, they want to try to imitate Arab Muslims or Pakistani Muslims or African Muslims. They reject who they are. We were born in America. We are not African-American Muslim. We are just African, so-called African, really Asiatic people of color who was enslaved in America, born in America, but once we accept Islam, we are just Muslims in America. Ain't no such a thing as an American Muslim. You don't even have to say that African-American Muslim. Your conduct, they're witness that you are American Muslim. You try to live the way of this corrupt governmental system, which is an oppressive system. It oppresses the people, and most of you African-American Muslims, you're following this oppressive system, and you're oppressing not only each other, but you're oppressing your own people too. I'm going to tell it like it is, whether you like me or not. I'm not living for anybody out there to like me. I'm living to please my Creator, Allah, and Allah alone. And if I tell the truth and you don't like me, you're going to continue to dislike me till I die. And I ain't afraid to tell the truth that Allah put in me from His truth, even if I have to die telling the truth, get assassinated like Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, any other model, I'm willing to die for the truth. And I'm also willing to kill to establish truth and justice, freedom and equality for all the lost creatures. That's what He created it for, and He said, I got the right to do either one, to establish this justice on this earth. So at this time, again, we'll give way to co-host, my wife. Yes, I honor my wife because for the pleasure of Allah, for the sake of Allah, because the lady loved Almighty God, Allah, and she showed in her conduct that she put Allah, her Creator, above herself in all her dealings with friends and foes. And that's why we love each other for the pleasure, the sake of Allah. We want to please our Creator, and we want to help make the world a better place for all people. That's why Almighty God brought our souls together as one when He brought us together. That's the only way you can be brought together, people, is Almighty God say, the family that prays together stays together. You can only be united under the spirit, the divine, uniting spirit of your Creator. When you're outside of the spirit of your Creator, there can never be any unity. So not only are African Americans in trouble today, the whole world is in trouble because all the races all want to be separate in their own world. The Arabs want to be with the Arabs. The Jews want to be with the Jews. The whites want to stay with the whites. The blacks want to just be with the blacks. Division. United we stand, divided we fall. But if you stay divided, people, the enemy will continue to destroy you at an alarming rate. He's almost done destroyed the whole human race because of division. come back to the unity of Allah and come back to your salvation, come back to a work that will benefit you and not destroy you. With that said, I want to give way at this time to any call. I see numbers popping up on my maybe some of those numbers will show up on the my wife's computer to come on the program. So at this time, why give way to the listening audience again? Thank you.
Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz. Our great listening audience, you're receiving a powerful teaching today by Imam Shahid Shabazz, who is the host speaker on the show, The Reality of the Creator. And I want to tell you that as he was teaching, I know you were thinking, listening and thinking, and seeing the reality of his teaching as I was, and that brought to my attention that we are supposed to be celebrating, this society is celebrating a holiday today called Labor Day weekend. And I thought about that, Labor Day weekend, that the society is celebrating. And as I thought, I said, this is interesting. We're celebrating Labor Day weekend. But many of our people don't have a chance to really be able to celebrate Labor Day or any day. They have labored too hard and too long all their lives and still have not accomplished the goal of living like decent human beings on earth. They're still struggling just to survive, just to pay their rent, their bills. They work hard and still don't have enough money to pay their bill, all of their bills. They work hard, many, and don't have enough money to go the whole week to work to get a paycheck. Many are wondering, how am I going to get to work to get my next paycheck? Many are wondering, now I got this much of my bills paid, how am I going to pay the rest of them? My paycheck just isn't enough. And we talk about raising wages, but we don't realize that the more the wages are raised, the more everything else, the higher everything else gets, the higher our bills get. They don't drop. The rent goes high, and it's too high. It's oppressive at the rate that it is for people to live under a decent roof. They can't even work. They slave all their lives and can't even get a decent roof and a decent neighborhood to live. Many of our African Americans, especially, we are at the first, the last one's high, the first one's far. We're still at the bottom of the totem pole. And people, we have to realize that is not any reason to celebrate when we are in so much oppression as we are in. It's reason for us to think and ask ourselves why. What is the celebration for? And people, it's because we haven't learned that we have to get together like a young person said. We haven't learned that we have to unite. We haven't learned that we have to be self-sustained in this world. We have to work for ourselves like others. Other people come over here and they're talking about getting jobs, and jobs are hard to find. They get businesses, they work in the government, they get jobs, but they help each other. And that's only natural. What do you call the first law of nature? They've always said that the first law of nature is self-preservation, preserving self, helping self, doing for self. You can't help anyone else until you help self. So they're not doing wrong. You said they're taking these jobs away from us. Why aren't we in there making jobs for ourselves and helping one another like they are? We're still depending on this society. We're still depending on this Caucasian man to give for us, to help us, and we're willing to work for him as slaves. It's a slave mentality. As long as we have a slave mentality, we are still enslaved. People, this is what's keeping us enslaved. My husband is speaking hard, trying to reach you and let you know. We must come together as one like others are. We must unite and help one another. If we get a business, hire on. If others want to learn how to get a business, help them and show them like you got yours. Then we bring those businesses together like they do under one umbrella. And that even helps make us stronger. This is how it works, people. We can't work getting divided, getting one little business here, one little business there, not wanting to help each other, not wanting to even hire each other, and just looking and thinking we're important, that one little business we have. No. until we change what's in our hearts, the law will not change our condition. That's wrong thinking. That's not unity thinking. That's not thinking what you want for your brother, what you want for yourself. That's selfish thinking, and that's why we're getting nowhere today. All right, Imam Shahid Shabazz, I'm going to see if we have anybody who would like to make a comment. If you want to make a comment on the show or ask a question, dial the number one. Push the number one button on your phone. The number will light up, and we'll be glad to have you come on the show and hear from you. I'm going to go back to the numbers that I do see. I see a 704-267 number. If there's any comment that you would like to make, any question you would like to ask, give us your name and tell us where you're calling from. I also see a 202-423 number. If there's any comment that you would like to make, could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? And a new number has come on. I think I might recognize his number. He must have pushed the number one button. He might want to say something. He might not. Hasn't been on that long. That's a 202-285 number. If any of you would like to make a comment, I ask the question.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes, this is Shakura. I want to know that this Labor Day weekend, if we can look at our environment and see how many families are carrying a book of knowledge reflecting the Quran in their hands or in their speech. And I want to know if the medical world can bring families to visit their household to see how we're patterned in our living quarters so that we're living on the ark according to scripture and repairing our ills from slavery. What do you think about that?
Well, that's wonderful, sister. That is beautiful. I'm in total agreement with it. But first, I would like to say that before we can get the help of the society, of the government, or any institutions out there that will help us, we have to become producers. We once was producers. I was raised in the South. I'm from a city in North Carolina called Durham, North Carolina. In my neighborhood, it was called Hayti. And back when I was born in the 50s, we were totally self-sufficient. We had electric companies. We had our own grocery stores. We had hospitals, taxi companies, bus companies. We had all of that. Only when we sold the white people and Jews, they had to negotiate with us. We had to buy. They had to buy from us and trade with us, and there was an exchange. So in order for other people to recognize us, we're going to have to become producers and produce something like we used to. We done got away from our past, even in this country. Just 40 or 50 years ago, we were producers. Now, when we were segregated and realized that the only way we won't make it because white people didn't want us to be with them, they said, yeah, them niggas, they like animals, and we don't want them in our neighborhood, so whites had to sit on the front of the bus, blacks had to sit in the back. Jim Crow days and all of that, we realized, hey, who our enemy was, who working against us, so we have to unite and pull together. That's the only way we can survive. Ain't nothing changed in 50 years, sister. It's still the same way, and the only way we're going to overcome it, go back to the past. Go back to the days of Elijah Muhammad. Peace be upon him. Do for self.
What about if the Quran is the front and the Bible people are in the back? Or what about the truth sitting up front and the truth sitting in the back? And then my question is that if we go to the doctor every 6 months for a physical exam, if Ramadan is taller in 30 days, why after 6 months is a doctor still passing us to be unattended with our health if our teeth are messed up and our body organs are not functioning because we are living in apartheid lifestyle?
So what is your question, sister? I'm trying to understand.
The question is, why do we have doctors being left unattended with their patients who are chronically truthful, training them to go into the homes of families of their patients, their clients, and fixing their household patterns so that we're not getting business spending unattended ills from slavery?
Okay, good question. The reason they're doing that is because they don't fear Allah. They don't have taqwa. They may be, you can have the Quran, you can have the Bible, but we ain't even going to deal with the Bible. We're just going to deal with the Quran. You can have the Quran, but if you don't apply the Quran, the teachers in your life, that don't mean nothing. You will still be an oppressor just like all the other oppressors. The Quran is not magic. Allah didn't put magic down in the Quran, and when he revealed the Quran, so that when we read it, our life can automatically be transformed into a good life. You got to apply the Quranic teachings and your moral conduct. If you're a doctor, a lawyer, as a Muslim, or whatever you are, as a Muslim, if you don't apply the teachings of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, your life will not change. He said he will only change your conditions, doctors, whoever you are, when you change your heart from that of being selfish until that of an unselfish heart that he put in us when he put his spirit in our heart and made us work for our brother. Love for our brother among mankind, what we love, or what for ourselves. So that's the answer right there. It's taqwa. It's God consciousness. It's Allah consciousness. People need to be reminded of who their creator is and what is his purpose and plan for their life. That's what we are being blessed to do every Sunday. Allah bless us to live near my wife and other people who come on in this program with us. That's the answer, sister. It's taqwa. It's Allah consciousness. Consciousness of Allah for the Muslim who have Quran. Live it. Live Quran. Don't just read it. Live it. Practice Quran. Prophet Muhammad practiced Quran. He's called the best example of Quran because he lived Quran. He didn't go around talking Quran to other people, and he lived contrary to what Allah was saying in the Quran. He lived Quran. So he was the walking embodiment of the teachings of Allah in his daily life. That's how we have to become. That's why I strive to be every day, ever since I've been blessed to be a mukmin. Mukmin is a believer. And I want to say this too, sister, because you gave me an opportunity to. Allah is not speaking to Muslims in the Quran. Almighty Allah is speaking to the believers. Because you can see today that most Muslims are not true believers based on the Quran. The will of Allah, the word of Allah in the Quran. Just like most Christians are not followers of Prophet Esau. And most Jews are not followers of Prophet Musa. And not most Jews, Christian and Muslim, are not followers of Prophet Abraham, who is the founding father of all three religions. And he established and was blessed by Allah to find these religions, foundate these religions on what? La ilaha illallah, that there's no God but Allah, the one creator for all people. That's the answer.
President Obama gave us a report that 13 states raised the minimum wage to $13 per hour. If we mention dollar, can we remember Allah in dollar and then raise the income to $100 per hour minimum wage? Aren't we late? Shouldn't we think in terms of hundreds?
Yes, we should do a lot of things that we're not doing, but how are we going to do these things if we forget Allah? How can you do anything good when you forget the very essence of who you are, a soul? Allah Almighty is saying in the Quran, when you forget Allah, you forget your very soul, sister. So, sister, the answer is still going to always go back to the remembrance of your creator, Allah. When the world come back, the government, we can't rely on the government for anything. The governmental system is a system that's based on oppression. It's based on oppression. It was founded and established on oppression, and it's going to stay that way, Allah says, until Allah changes it. And Allah says he going to use people to change it. What people? Rich people? No. Righteous people. Allah, God-fearing people. He always used God-fearing men and women to change the world when we was under oppression like this United States of America. And a lot don't change, so that's what he says in the Quran. He do not change. So we want to change these conditions, the labor, the wages, and anything. Go to the Quran, live the Quran, don't worry about what other people are doing. We practice the Quran ourselves, and Allah will show us like he used one man to transform the whole world from an oppressive, ungodly, ignorant, corrupt world. 1,420 some odd years ago, one man was raised up to change the world. So that one man was blessed by Allah to change the world 1,400 some odd years ago. Don't you know Allah is the same Allah? Allah can use one person today to change the world condition. So our individual worship of Allah is very important. Realize what we can do if we allow Allah to use us. One person can change the whole District of Columbia if they are true to Almighty Allah, just like Prophet Muhammad was blessed to change the whole world by practicing Quran and not just talking Quran. That's the answer.
Yes, and Imam Shahid Kabbalah, I'd like to say a little something to that, too. As I was thinking, Allah has blessed us, many of us, to make $100 an hour. There are many out there who are making that. But they are living as though they are not making any more than that person who's making $10 an hour. It doesn't show their moral conduct is worse, their spiritual conduct is worse, their physical conduct in many ways is worse. Because they're using their money to flaunter it through sports and play and self-recognition, instead of using it wisely to obtain the way of life that will give them a better way to live and to help and reach out and help others and share with that little bit that they have. So that person who's making $10 an hour is living a much better life in that respect than that one who's making $100. If you make the money and don't know how to use it, abuse it, and don't know what to do with it, it's as though you still have nothing. So the change has to come within as far as our conditions are concerned. It has to be a spiritual, moral, and moral change of our lifestyle before any materialistic change will help us. Any money situation will help us. That's what we have to do. All right, Imam Shahid Shabazz, you may continue at this point. Do you understand, sister?
I understand to think in terms of $100 because the law doesn't count. And if we're counting $13 versus 10, then we should ask Allah for 100 so we can take care of all, because 10 is also the system of 100.
I can understand where you're coming from mathematically, but we have to use that in the reality. Hold on one moment, please. We have to use our math calculations to step numbers and words, if not understood properly, and use that. Again, my apologies. We seem to be having some type of problem at this time. Again, technical problem. They seem to be disconnecting. I was disconnected from the show, and Imam Shahid Shabazz has also been disconnected from the show. We keep trying to get. I'm trying to get you back on as you show up, and then you're disconnected again. I don't know what caused this, but also the one who we were speaking to, our guest. Sister Aisha Shakura, she has been dropped from the show. So at times we get this disconnection for some reason that's not in the part of ours. It's a technical disconnection. And,
Brother Imam Shahid Shabazz is back on the show.
Brother Imam Shahid Shabazz is back on the show. We will let him talk at this point. We have about 5 minutes left. Our listening guest who was speaking, he has been dropped. So this is a technical problem that we get sometimes. And again, we must apologize, but the show will go on until the end. And then Shahid Shabazz, you're back on the show.
We apologize for the technical difficulty that we had temporarily. But we want to just first of all thank our Creator Allah for blessing us to be able to wake up this morning and giving us another opportunity to get our life right to prepare for the resurrection and judgment day. We pray that you all will do the same. It's serious, people, because on that day, Almighty God Allah said, I read in this book this morning, he said, won't be no aversion, meaning that he's not going to change his decree. So we have to live in accordance with his will now, because on the day of judgment, he's not going to change for anybody. If you have earned the hellfire, you're going in the hellfire. If you have earned paradise, his heaven, eternal heaven by your deeds, that's where you will go. So with that said, people, we will conclude this talk for today by saying there's no God but one God, Allah. Muhammad is the last prophet of Allah to all mankind, and Almighty God Allah revealed his final revelations to Muhammad as the mercy for all mankind till the end of time. So today, people, you need to get your Holy Quran and read it and try to follow your Creator's guidance in it if you want to save your soul on the day of judgment and follow his last prophet Muhammad's example, which is the Holy Quran. That was his life, that book that God revealed to him, Allah. Thank you very much. I greet you in the greens of peace as we started. As-salamu alaykum. And thank you again for listening and tuning in.
Thank you, my listening audience. Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz, with your beautiful, beautiful message, word, inspiring, life-giving teachings that you gave to us today. And thank you, audience, for listening in. Remember, we're on the air each Sunday at 10:30 to 12:30. You can call in any time and listen as long as you choose to. We would love to have you join us. Today you have been listening to The Reality of the Creator with our host, Imam Shahid Shabazz. Until next weekend, we want to thank you and say have a peaceful day and a blessed day and a wonderful weekend. As-salamu alaykum. Peace be unto you.
Alaykum. Alaykum salam.
One who would enjoin the right. And from the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much work to do, but something special about you, and that something told us the time had come, and you would be the one who fulfilled all the hopes, all the dreams and prayers, and get job done. There were many roads and obstacles and pain along the way, but you never went astray. You only grew brighter every day. New mind, you're humble and patient, strong and kind. One look in your eyes and one can see a message of love and harmony. Respect from the world community. So many leaders hold you high. Denouncing all hate and bigotry. Example of what a good man should be. No vanity, cheating, tricks or lies. Yes, you are a star that lights the sky. So many been touched and blessed by you.